Welcome to the Flipping Ninja Blueprint. Okay, I want to personally congratulate you for picking this up. If you are currently listening to me talking to you right now, if you're currently watching this, you are someone who not only am I proud of, but you are also someone who I think is very smart. The reason I say that is because these days, it's with all the scams and the make money, get rich quick schemes and all these, you know, promises that people are constantly making about making money, whatever it is, however it is, there is so much BS out there. There is so much fluff out there. There's so much made up content. You know, people are getting scammed left and right. They're being lied to. They're being deceived. The fact that you trusted me and you trusted the blueprint and you know and believe that this is a legitimate, true, real way to make money and something that you can start doing today to start making money is really shows where you're at mentally, really shows that you're someone who can not only think for themselves, but think on a higher level of consciousness. A lot of people, when they first, you know, look at the blueprint or the product or the price tag, they're still thinking from a poverty mindset. They're still like, oh, $500, $1,000 for that? Why would I do not want to spend, that's a ripoff. They might think it's like risky. I totally get it. I totally understand that type of thinking. But, you know, when push comes to shove, the folks who have invested in the blueprint, they already know, they're fully aware that you can make your investment back right away. They know that, yeah, they're investing this much money right now into themselves, but they trust themselves enough to know that it's going to come back once they start following what I teach, once they start doing the work and learning. So I just want to say I'm really proud of you. I can't even explain it, you know, for making that decision, because you made the decision to invest in yourself. And whenever anyone invests in themselves, great things happen. Okay. You get smarter, you get better, you get richer, your relationships improve. You know, everybody should be constantly investing time, money, and energy into themselves. The fact that you did that here with this blueprint and you're listening to me right now, you know, I am not going to let you down. Okay. I'm not going to let you down. I'm going to do my best, to the best of my ability to make sure you can get your money back that you paid, which is a bonus, and continue to make hundreds and thousands of dollars per month flipping things for profits. Okay, so let's get down to a quick intro here. My name is AJ, and I started flipping things on my spare time. It was actually an accident. I kind of accidentally discovered how to flip things for profits. What happened was I was working a day job, a 9-to-5 job. Well, first, let me go back to my past and give you a quick run through. So basically, the story with me is I was a college dropout. I got fired from 3 jobs. I barely graduated high school. One of the teachers for one of my classes had to actually make up an assignment last minute just so I could complete it and be able to graduate. I was a bad student. I was terrible with attendance. It was hard for me to pay attention, stay engaged. My first 3 jobs I got fired from because my attendance was really bad. I performed the job functions well. I was a, you know, good employee. But the problem was that my attendance, I just could not show up on time. So, and I didn't learn after I got fired from my first job. I didn't learn. I got fired from my second job. I still didn't learn. And then eventually my third, same thing. So basically what happened was my last job I had was a job in IT. I finally quote unquote made it in the corporate world. I was getting paid $60,000 a year. I was comfortable. Things were good, but my patterns had not changed. It was only a matter of time before they caught up with me. So I knew right away that it wasn't the jobs. It was just me. So I wasn't built to work at a corporate 9-to-5 job. It's just not in my blood. I can't do that. I can't show up at work, be told what to do, get off, you know, come home, repeat it the next day. I was miserable. So yes, it was awesome having a corporate $60,000 a year job at the time. I was 22 years old. I thought I had made it. I felt like a big shot, but it was only a matter of time. I said, you know what? I can't do this. So I started finding out ways, I started thinking of ways I can get out of the rat race. So what happened was, as I was working that job, I play piano. So I had bought myself a Yamaha keyboard, which I, you know, bought for myself just to play and enjoy. And it was a super awesome keyboard. I loved it. And I played it for about a year, probably. After that year, I decided, you know what? I'm moving. I want to sell this keyboard, and maybe in a couple months I'll upgrade to a better model or a newer model. So I bought the keyboard. I think it was like $100 or something. And I remember I sold it. I ended up selling it on Craigslist for $120. So then I was thinking to myself, I was like, holy smokes, I just made $20. And it was this weird mind shift that happened at the moment. But then, you know, I just kind of moved on. I got over it. It was whatever. I sold my keyboard. I was like, cool, I made $20 extra. Awesome. Back to work. So time went by. I still, you know, was doing whatever it took, thinking of ways I could get out of the rat race and just quit my 9-to-5. And the big thing for me was the time. I mean, 40 hours a week of time. 40 hours is a long time. I was tired of giving 40 hours away for a paycheck. I kind of felt like I was selling my soul just because I was not getting satisfaction from that job. So next thing I know, it hit me. Something happened, and I had some kind of breakthrough where I was like, wait a sec. Remember that keyboard I flipped and made $20 off of? Why can't I just do that again and with other items too? Or why can't I just do that again and just kind of play with it and see what happens? So that's exactly what I did. I bought another keyboard. I flipped it, and I think I might have made like $50 on it. And something clicked in my mind, and I was like, oh my God, this is kind of cool. Like, I barely did any work. I simply found a keyboard. I, you know, asked the guy if he took less. I took it. I took better pictures, and I sold it for more than I bought it for. I simply bought low and I sold high, and people were still buying. And I was like, oh my God, I might be onto something. Long story short, I kept doing that with keyboards, and then I started expanding my niche. So I started getting into other things and kind of experimenting. At first, there was a huge learning curve because, you know, I was completely not familiar with things. I didn't know how to find out what something was worth. I didn't know how much to post it up for sale, and et cetera. And next thing you know, I started getting into cell phones, electronics, furniture, cars. And then eventually it got to a point where I was flipping cars. But, you know, even things like appliances, stainless steel of kitchen appliances, stoves. Whatever you can think of, you name it, I probably have bought it and sold it and flipped it and know something about it, about its value, what kind of opportunity, what kind of profit is involved. So eventually I got so involved with flipping things completely outside of my spare time, outside of work, that I was making more and more money. And at first, I was probably putting in a few hours per week, and I was making $500 a month. Eventually, I got better and better at it. I started making $1,000 a month with the same amount of work that I put in to make $500, which was just a few hours per week. Long story short, I kept doing it, and next thing I know, I was making $1,500 a month. And then I reached the point where I was making $2,000 a month, and then $2,500 a month, all from flipping things on my spare time outside of work. So I got so good at it that I almost became like a money magnet. I felt like I was a money magnet, you know, attracting all this money and deals everywhere I went, you know, wherever I would go, whether it's in the state I live in or if I would travel to another state, I would keep doing these deals, and I was just able to find money-making opportunities everywhere I looked. So things got so good with my flipping business that eventually I reached the point I was like, holy shit, I just made $32,000 all on my spare time outside of work with only a few hours a week. And then it hit me. I was like, I could make a living doing this. I can quit my job and do this full time if I wanted to. And who knows, if I'm only putting in maybe 10 hours per week now, what if I put in 40 hours per week? What would happen then? So what happened was I reached that level where I was making a, you know, pretty good chunk of money outside of my day job on my spare time. I made the decision. I said, you know what? Everything happens for a reason. This was meant to happen. I've reached the point where I can quit my job now. I can walk away with it, have my independence, have my freedom of time. I don't have to wake up to an alarm. I don't have to show up somewhere. I don't have to punch in. I don't have to drive through traffic. I don't have to, you know, miss out on vacations, be told how long my breaks are, be told how long my vacation time is, you know, 2 weeks per year. That's ridiculous. I mean, so I made the decision. I quit my day job. I walked away from it, and it was the greatest feeling I've ever felt. It was highly emotional, pure feeling of euphoria and bliss and freedom. If you can imagine it, think about not having to work again, and completely having control over your own time and destiny. Now, I'm not telling you this story and promoting. I'm not saying you have to quit your job. That's completely not what I'm saying. I would not suggest you quit your job if you do work a day job. I'm just saying that is the decision I made, and it was right for me, okay? The great thing about the flipping business is that even if you're working a full-time day job, if you use what you're going to learn in this course, you can make a lot of money on your spare time, meaning after work or on weekends, etc. Okay. I was working 40 hours per week, you know, 8-to-5 type job. I made over $30,000 profits, meaning cash, straight cash in your pocket in 1 year. Okay. So imagine, think about what you might be getting paid now per year at your job. So do the calculations. Okay. Figure out how much you're getting a year, whether you work hourly or salary. Now, close your eyes and in your mind, imagine getting another $30,000 on top of what you're getting paid now. Okay. Now, it's awesome, right? But here's the thing. Even if you make half of what I made, even if you made $15,000 per year on your spare time, wouldn't you think that that is completely worth it? Okay, you might have got this blueprint for $497 or $997 if you got the diamond package where you can, you get, you know, live coaching sessions with me. Imagine if you made $15,000, half of what I made, completely on your spare time. That is $1,250 per month. So that means with only a few hours per week, you're getting paid $1,250 a month. That's how much you're making on your own completely. Now, as you can see, the blueprint will, you know, pay for itself immediately. That's not even a problem or an issue. That's why I'm happy that you invested in yourself, because you truly see and understand how it's a no-brainer, okay? Now, let's take things further. Imagine if you made simply a quarter of what I made per year flipping things. That's $7,500, okay? $7,500 is $625 per month. That's like the cost. That's like a car payment for like a brand new, you know, luxury premium car, okay? So $625 a month. You know, I know a lot of people who pay that much to rent out a place, okay? So even if you made a fourth of what I made, it doesn't matter. The numbers don't matter. It's truly a no-brainer, and it's obvious that you made the right decision. It's obvious that this is a perfect vehicle for you to start making lots of money in, okay? So let's go over the first module, which is whatever your reason is, you're going to make money fast if you learn everything in this blueprint and do what I tell you to do. If you do, take action in what you learn, okay? I guarantee you that. I personally guarantee you that. If you do what this blueprint tells you to do, if you listen and take action and do what I'm telling you to do and what you learn in this blueprint, you're gonna make money, and I am 100% behind that, okay? Now, who can benefit from this? Okay, who can benefit from this blueprint? Now, whether you're a working 9-to-5 professional and you have a day job, whether you are a high school or college student, whether you are someone who wants to, you know, try and do this full time as a living, whether you are a stay at home parent who has kids maybe and you want to just start making money on your own schedule, on your own terms, where you can take your kids or kid with you anywhere, anytime. This is for you, okay? If you are an entrepreneur or a small business owner who wants to add an additional income stream to your, to maybe fund a personal or business project, this blueprint will help you. If you're just someone who understands the importance of having multiple streams of income, then this blueprint will help you, okay? Warren Buffett, one of the richest men, one of the richest and successful people on planet Earth, always, he said two things, two key things. The first is always invest in yourself, okay? Always invest in yourself. So you have already done number one, which is always invest in yourself. You've spent money, time, and energy on yourself by picking up this blueprint. Number two is always have multiple flows of income. Always have multiple streams of income. Don't rely on just one source, okay? So whatever niche you come from, whatever you do, this blueprint will simply help you make more money, okay, and teach you key skill sets like marketing, buying, selling, business, etc., that will serve you in multiple sectors of your life. It'll serve you. The skills you're going to learn, you're going to be able to use the rest of your life, okay? Second point I want to put here is, and one more thing. Even if you want to fund a one-time project, let's say you want to just simply come up with a down payment money fast to buy your first house, or you want to come up with money quickly to pay off a credit card, this blueprint is perfect for you, okay? Second point is forget your ideas of limitations, okay? If you've got any doubts in your mind, if you've got any, you know, if you have lack of belief, lack of self-belief, or just don't believe in yourself, don't trust these feelings. Forget about any feelings of limitations, okay? I don't care if you don't know how to sell. I don't care if the market is saturated. I don't care if you think, if you look at something to flip and you're like, why would anyone buy that? I don't care about any of those limitations, and I need you to forget about them completely. Okay, the number one thing I want you to get out of this blueprint is to stop thinking small, start thinking big. Okay, we're finished with small thinking. Small thinking is dead, okay? From here on out, from here on forward, I want you to think on a massive, big scale. It's very important. It's probably the most important thing in this whole blueprint is you need to start thinking big. You need to get rid of all your thoughts, all your feelings of thinking small, okay? I don't want to hear that something is impossible. I don't want to hear that something will not sell. I don't want to hear that you don't believe you can do it. That stuff really gets to me. If you are a Diamond member and you have live coaching calls with me, personal coaching, that's going to be clear very quickly. Okay. Just being, you know, around my energy eventually over time is going to completely kill your small thinking, because small thinking is something that I completely left behind. I'm done with small thinking. Once I started thinking big, that's when my life changed, my income changed, everything changed, okay? The impossible became possible. You live life on your own terms, okay? So forget your ideas and limitations. Start thinking big. Start thinking positive. Anything is possible. But if you have any ideas of limitations, or if you think negatively or doubt yourself, then whatever story you tell yourself, that's going to be the one that's going to come true. So if you say you don't know if you can do this, if you feel kind of doubtful, you're going to fail. Okay, I'm going to tell you straightforwardly, if you have any doubt in yourself or this blueprint, you're going to fail. Why? Because subconsciously you already failed. Okay, you just have not consciously realized it. So the way to get past that, the way to break through those walls of doubt, is to think big from day one. Don't listen to what anyone might say. You might have friends or family members who are like, oh, you bought a flipping blueprint? Are you crazy? You know, you believe that guy? You think that's true? You're going to get that, okay? You're going to get a lot of criticism. Listen to me. Do not let that affect you, okay? When someone tells you that, stop, you know, just whatever you want to do, smile at them or, you know, be like, you know, I appreciate your opinion. Thank you. Stop right there. Don't even get into it with them. You're going to get that. Don't listen to them though. If you do listen to them, then you're in a really bad spot because you just quit. Okay. You just gave in to other people's pressure, negativity, and put downs. Okay. Someone doesn't believe in you. That's their problem. That's not your problem. Don't listen to them. Don't believe in them. I believe in you. The fact that you even bought this shows me that you're someone with high level thinking. Okay. You're smart. You know that you are your greatest asset. You are the greatest investment you can make. Okay. So don't listen to them. Don't fall for their, negative things they tell you or feedback. Third point in this intro module is, like I said before, if you literally devour and consume everything in this blueprint, you go through the whole blueprint, you go through every video module, and you really stay engaged and put energy into learning all this stuff, you're going to make back what you paid for in this blueprint very quickly. So I always tell people that's not even their concern. Okay, if somebody's worried about spending $500 or $1,000 investing in themselves, that's not their problem. They don't have a $500 problem. Okay. They've got a much deeper problem than that, because they simply, that means it shows that they don't believe in themselves. They don't think it's possible. They don't think that they're worth $500. Okay. So key note to take in, know that you are going to make the money back as long as you do the work. Okay. If you just bought the blueprint and you go through it and you're just kind of, you know, sitting on the fence or you're not really doing anything, you expect it to just magically come to you, you're going to fail. Okay. You're going to fail. You shouldn't have even bought the blueprint anyway. Because it's not some kind of get rich quick scheme. It's a real vehicle in business that once you dip your toes into and fully jump in, you're going to be so happy. You're going to be so proud of yourself that you made the decision today on, you know, month, day, year, on this day, whatever day you bought it, you're going to be so happy you made the decision to simply invest in yourself and buy the blueprint. Okay. I'm going to be here for you, connected with you, by your side the whole time. I want to help you and support you however I can. And I want you to be successful. If you are successful, I feel successful, okay? My feeling of happiness, joy, and my feeling of, you know, knowing that I made a difference is simply you being successful. So if you start making $500 a month for the next 12 months, I am going to freaking be super happy. I'm going to feel like I did something right. I'm going to feel like I made a difference. I'm going to feel like your success is my success. Okay. That is huge for me because think about it. I did not have to create a blueprint on flipping things. Okay. I got really good at flipping things. I managed to get good enough to be able to quit my job. I didn't have to create a blueprint on how to flip things. Now keep that in mind. I did create one. So with that being said, I don't want people to buy my blueprint and just not do anything or fail at it or, you know, be lazy and etc. I created it so that people can benefit, people can start taking action, and their lives can be changed. Okay. So your success truly is my success. Don't let me down. Please don't let me down. I expect you to do very well. Even if it takes you a month, let's say it takes you a month. Even if it takes you 12 months to get it down, you know, for most people, they're able to, one person who bought the blueprint, Nicole, her name is Nicole. She's one of my first customers. She bought the blueprint. I was so proud of her. She's a true action taker. She started literally the next, not even the next day. It was a couple hours after she bought the blueprint. She immediately skimmed. I don't recommend doing this. I don't recommend skimming through the blueprint. I recommend you actually read it fully engaged beginning to end. But, you know, she just got it. She skimmed through it. And then immediately a couple hours later, she was looking for deals. She found a deal. Then the next morning, she bought something on Craigslist for $15. and I helped her get it. I basically, cause she bought the diamond package. So I was coaching her through it all. So I helped her get it posted the next day. Okay. And actually the following day, so the second day, and we bought enough deals inventory for her to make $500 profit. So she already made half of what she paid for the blueprint. Okay. So really immerse yourself, and really treat this as if it's a really big deal, as if it's, you know, fully be serious about it, fully invest, because it works. Okay. You might feel doubtful. You might have days where you're just like, I really don't know if I can do this. I'm telling you right now, whenever you feel that way, listen, think of my voice telling you, don't quit, keep going. Okay. Don't quit, keep going. Whenever you are going to get doubts. I'll put it out there right now. You're going to get the blueprint. You're going to go through it. You're going to be like, oh shoot, this is a lot. You might feel like this is a lot, or you might feel overwhelmed, or you might know where to start. So you're going to get feelings of doubt. You're going to tell yourself, I don't know if I can do this. This feels, you know, this is new stuff. Listen to me right now. Whenever you feel those feelings, don't stop. Keep going. Don't quit. Do not quit. Okay. Keep going, because everybody gets those feelings. But here's the thing. Many people don't know. People don't realize that that is part of the process. Those feelings of doubt, those feelings of uncomfort, of feelings of learning something new that you are, you know, maybe not used to, is completely part of the process. You have to go through that period in order to get to the other side. I had to go through that, and I am the creator of the blueprint. So you can imagine if I went through it, there's no way you're going to start and not go through those feelings. Okay. But whenever you do get those feelings of doubt, don't quit. Just know that this is part of the process. Feel it, you know, feel those emotions, but don't quit. Okay. Once again, I want to thank you. I want to congratulate you for picking up the blueprint, and I can't wait to hear about or see your success. Email me anytime. Have any questions, email me anytime. AJ@theflippingninja.com. I'm always here, always available. I'm going to try my best to be there completely to help you as much as I can to your success. Let's get started.